From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Winds were calmer in Montana today, making it safer for firefighters to resume the battle against a 56,000-acre wildfire. The blaze threatens a rural store and about 20 homes on the western border of Glacier National Park, but no buildings inside the park are endangered. It's been a busy summer for firefighters in the West, but it now appears the fire season is beginning to wind down. NPR's Howard Berkus has a report.
There's still a lot of fire burning in the West. 18 large blazes in 7 states, 16,000 firefighters and support staff, more than 170,000 acres ablaze. But that's not as bad as 3 weeks ago, when entire towns were threatened and the demand for crews, engines, helicopters, and airplanes forced the nation's wildfire corps into the highest stage of alert. Army troops and Marines were called out to help. But now the last military battalion still working the flames is about to be demobilized, and the National Interagency Fire Center has dropped the alert level. A spokeswoman says enough resources are available now for the current crop of wildfires, and there's even rain and cool air in the forecast for a vast region extending from the Pacific Northwest to the Northern Rockies to the desert Southwest. That includes the places where major fires continue to burn. Forecasters warn that if rain doesn't come, more big blazes are likely. The wildfire potential in every western state is considered very high to extreme. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.